Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom. Hello, everybody. Shalom. Yom Tov. Wonderful week. This is Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host. I'm a spiritual mentor and a coach for women who desire to reclaim their power after a breakup, a traumatic event. We work with sound, with words, frequencies. Hello. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. Hereby accept of myself the commandment, the utterance of love your neighbor, your friend, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the beginning is with love to you. You know, and we talk about this quite a lot, because really it is ultimately about that, for loving ourselves in order for us to be able to give to others, to be able to come from a place of abundance and to give to others. So how do we express love to ourselves? You know, so the two things that I wanted to weave into and to touch upon is really based on experiences that are leading to this day, to today, and they all come up together, and it's like mesh. It's like something that comes together like a painting that you put one color in one place and then the other comes in a different place and a different, or music, like one note in intertwined with the other, and so weaving into this. And this is about letting go. And how does letting go fit into our identity building or reclaiming? Because the it's like we're looking at ourselves many times with either that or that. Either we are accomplished or we are unaccomplished. Or we've achieved what we wanted, or we haven't achieved what we wanted. Or we didn't achieve what we wanted, what we want. And so it's like looking at the glass. You're looking at a glass half full or half empty. Why don't we look at a glass as a glass? A half of it we see, and half of it we don't see yet. And that which we don't see is unknown, right? It's unknown. How are we shaping this unknown? Unknown. How are we going about that? Are we trying too hard? Are we not trying? Are we just letting it flow? What is letting go? What is letting go? What is, you know, to let go when you're going through an experience that is difficult, that is challenging? You know, usually the coming to the understanding or entertaining the idea of letting go, we're going through the process. We're going through a process. So usually it comes after a little while where you feel stagnant. If you're going through this and there are questions, and the Phone number here is 323-203-0815 to share. There's a place to share. It's a place for you to allow yourself to explore something that maybe you're not familiar with. Maybe it's part of that half-empty glass. So what is making all this possible? What is making the coming to the place of entertaining, maybe it's not the right word, but it's a kind of a contrast, the letting go. So we go through this process, we go through pain, we go through, the pain is happening, the pain is the almost like a knee-jerk reaction of an action that happened in our life. And so we get triggered, we're going to dark places. And so we go into these places where how we deal with these triggers, how we deal with this pain. And then after a while, we are being encouraged also by those around us, people who love us, or others. And then we come to it by ourselves about starting the process of letting go. So when you go through a traumatic event, you went through a separation, or you are starting something new. And within that something new that you've started, suddenly pop up these voices, these questions in yourself that are many times a memory from an old story or a memory from old experiences. And these questions come up in a valid form. In a valid form of something that is happening between you and your, is it a new job or a new partner or anything new that you started? Something suddenly pulls you back. It's like we talked about this, I think, last week or a couple of weeks ago, about the new beginnings. The new beginnings that that many times carry with them, or many times they trigger these old stories because of different facets of fear or self-doubt. And so we go through these experiences. And we draw whatever we draw from that, from these experiences, how we deal with that. All these experiences, all that we experience, are part of where we are today, here. So when you say letting go, when you are in a dark place after a separation or after a loss of a job or after a loss of somebody you've loved, somebody passed away, what are you letting go of? is letting go really like you take something physical in your hand and you're just like, oh, that's it. I let it go. It's gone. When you're saying letting go of somebody that you've been with or somebody who passed away, the memory is still there of the person. The memory is still there. The memories that you've created with that person are still there. Those times where there were challenges and difficulties that triggered anger, you remember them. So what are you letting go? What are we letting go of? Letting go of perception. So you're shifting your perception. Letting go, it's maybe you think about it as integration, actually. More than letting go, it's maybe letting in. Letting in all these experiences. Taking all that you've learned from these experiences. Being truthful to what you've experienced and how you've experienced. Bringing all these lessons from being angry, lessons from recognizing how you've been. Allow these memories to be there as stepping points, as a dot on a board game. You know, like when you play a board game, you have many stops. Depends on what board game, but usually you have different stops here. It's integrating all these stops, all these bumps, all these humps, all these things that you've been going through are integrated with all that you bring to the table now. They are part of who you are. So what are you letting go of? At one point, you know, when you start, we talked about this, you start something new. It's like Cortez, I think, said that Mexico, that he burned all the ships. If you want to conquer the island, you have to burn all the ships. Right? So there are no any other options. You are going to conquer that. So all these pieces that you've conquered, are you. All these pieces are within you. And so you're integrating what you've experienced and letting go of a certain choice that you've made. And so letting go of a choice to look at something in a certain way. Letting go because these experiences, these traumatic experiences that caused change within you, and the changes that you've taken upon you were traumatic as well. So all these you take with you. the choices that you've made, how to look at these, your own self-relation to these events. That way of being is not there anymore, or that is what you've released. So looking at letting go as an integration of everything, not the letting go as far as I'm going to forget everything, I don't want to do that. And many times that can happen. Many times that can happen where after a relationship that was toxic for you, the anger expression is by shutting off, closing, not dealing with this, putting it aside, putting it in a drawer that doesn't exist. Don't want to deal with this. Not realizing that actually that is, while it is not something that you need to continue and cultivate, of course, if that is not good for you, but that was your best teacher. That event, these experiences, where the teachers that were sent for your journey, and it manifested through them, that which you are going through, that which you went through that pushed you to be where you are today. Are the great teachers, are the great indicators. Indicators are like they're like junctions in your road. They're junctions in your road, and which turn you took in that junction dictated the rest of your path, because the rest of your path came out of this turn that you made. There is an article that I read. It's called "What It Means to Have a Trauma of Identity," and it's with Martha Thorsheim. There is there a section where she is saying, a healthy identity is the sum of all our conscious and unconscious life experiences, including our beautiful days and our traumatizing ones. That is the integration. So it is taking all that we've experienced, all that we see in the glass, the half-full glass, embracing what is happening, because what is happening now is adding more drops to the glass, and we're stepping into the unknown. So it's not about saying, oh, you know what, I don't want to deal with this, I don't want to deal with how I've reacted, how I've been. This is my negative self. I don't want to deal with that. I'm going to bury that part of identity in the sand or put it in a drawer. That is part of your expression. That is part of your being. Now we are not our actions, we are not our thoughts. So if you've acted, or if you've been in a place where you don't like where you've been, that says a lot. That says that you've grown. That says that you've evolved from that place. So if in a relationship, in a past relationship, you've recognized that you've been a person that you don't like anymore, that's great. Because you're not that person anymore. You're not these actions, you're not these thoughts. The thoughts that you had back then, the perception that you had back then was limited by how you were looking at yourself back then. Not to say that there are no consequences for actions, and sometimes the consequences don't happen immediately. They take some time and they manifest somehow in a different time. But you don't like that person. And that person, meaning you, that version, that build. And now you are here. And all these pieces of you, all these memories, they're all you. The pain in the relationships, or in the relationship, that you've experienced, is all part of you. It's part of your experiences. It's part of your journey. And everything is happening for you. So all your memories from your childhood, all your memories from experiencing with people, how you've reacted or how you've responded, that's your canvas. That's the landscape. That is your landscape.
לגמרי לגמרי מוריד את הכובע מלאכים בכיכר ממריאים חליל הקסמים מנגן בוסנובה איך אתם לא איך אתם לא רואים באוויר הרוטט ממשק הכנפיים התוכן מחזיק את הכלי בבית התמחורים מגישים צהריים נור במרק שלי כל הדרך אליי מן השמש היא באה למלא את ליבי בחדווה עם פלאים שכאלה מבקשת וגנף לבנה במחול הביטו איך כל הצבעים שבקשת רוקדים לי בקצה המכחול חדר האורח לשים לך ליד הנהר דלעים שכאלה העין רואה אז הלב היא צוהל בחדווה
Caspi. I wanted to play a different song, but I pressed the wrong button. So we'll listen to that. We'll listen to the other one in a few minutes. This was called As Yesh. That is what is. What is? You know, I don't know. I don't believe. I don't think that it was. Nothing is by accident, let's put it this way. So, what is? What is taking everything like the, what we talked earlier, but the identity parts that we are many times part of ourselves that we are chipping off for whatever reasons. Not to make it sound like it's a fault or anything. It's just what it is. I mean, it starts when we are even babies, when we're starting, when we're kids, when we are born into a story, and do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that and think or don't think. Let's not start talking about the education system that is. And so things that we are giving up or because of a previous trauma as children, some kids everybody handles it differently. Everybody will respond or react differently to what is happening. So if a previous trauma as a child wounded you, then most likely, at certain times, you would be a very easy prey for somebody else that is experiencing different traumas on the other side of the spectrum. And so whether you gave up on yourself because of rejection or because of pain, because of survival. And so you gave it up. You gave it up. And and it's these parts that we're integrating. And And sometimes we just like don't want to remember that. Sometimes we just don't want to make it part of that landscape. We don't want to make it part of our landscape, so we're just putting it aside. And many times, because of these events, and because of the way that we related to these events, we do things, or we say things, or we are developing some kind of a defense mechanism. Whether it is by how we say something, whether it is by apologizing too much, whether it is by trying to overdo certain things to please other people. And those reasons and those actions are coming from places that we many times already forgot why we're doing what we're doing. It's like many times we stay with the result, and we don't understand, we don't remember even where it's coming from. And so going into work of finding open, it's not a finding, it's opening back this channel of fluidity. This channel of fluidity where these experiences and these memories and dealing with them, if you haven't dealt with them forever or for a time, and maybe it comes back. Opening the channels of everything is flowing, that you are integrating in, you are revealing. It's like those when those programs of the old programs of detectives where you had to you can write with, let's say, wax of a candle, with a candle on a paper, and you don't see anything, and then you can put it in the light or heat it up, and then the text reveals itself. It was there all the time. Those traumas, those events, those memories are there. They're there all the time. We are either conscious of them or we're not. When we're conscious of them, that means that we are integrating it. It doesn't mean yet that you came to terms or you came to love that place of you yet. But it is the beginning. It is the beginning of revealing these letters that come out when you heat the paper or when you put light behind it. It's when something is there. You know, if you could put if you could sprinkle sand on the air in a coffee shop where there is Wi-Fi and you could see the waves that are going through, the waves that are there, you'd be amazed about seeing about this grid. I remember when I was a kid, my dad was a chief of police, and he was working at that time with fingerprints and identifying, and the old days, I guess that they have different ways of working with that, but the old days they had an ultraviolet light, like a little pen, and so you touch something, and also if you shine light on it you cannot see anything, but when you put the ultraviolet, then suddenly the prints are there. Suddenly the fingerprints are there. And so they are there. The letters are there. The events that happened are there. So if you are in the midst of a post-breakup or post-losing a job or quitting a job, which is a courageous step. Those kind of things, those kind of events may trigger these unconscious pushed things back up, and the actions of how you respond to this or how you react or how you treat yourself may be part of this unconscious that you pushed away for a while. Or you don't like to deal with a certain situation. You have a place of work that you are working there and you're really unhappy there. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. I don't think that there is a good time ever to say the number. It's like, I said it now because it popped into my eyes, and it's like, I don't know, feels like a commercial break. But that's the number. If you want to share, if you are in the midst of a situation, if something comes up that you're really not familiar with where it came from, or acting in a way that is unclear, the first thing for you to do is to go in, to sit with all that is happening, to close your eyes, focusing on a breath that is from your nose, in from your nose and out from your nose, and focusing on that which is surfacing up. Focusing in a sense of looking at it like a movie. Looking at it like a movie. Seeing yourself also in front of the you, like a movie, acting in that scenario. And focusing on your breath. Focusing on your breath, that it is not rushed, that it is calm, even breath. And starting to look at that and to feel how you feel as an observer. And this is the beginning of where we start working with sound. With sound therapy. This is what I incorporate in the workshops or the sessions that I host. Because sound and frequencies is what's haunting, was honing you back in, what's honing your energies back in, because we are made of sound and frequencies. And it's allowing integration of all that you're experiencing. And when you're in that state and looking at the event, at the event that happened, whether it is in a childhood or whether it is recently, know that nothing can hurt you. This is a part of you. It is beautiful just because it is a part of you. Where is God? God is in the challenges. Where is the universe and the creation? In the challenges. In these difficult places that we find ourselves. or that we bring ourselves. Two. When everything is hunky-dory and everything is beautiful, there is not really much growth, is there? Because it's hunky-dory and beautiful. When there are the challenges, when there are these confrontations, when you find yourself in a confrontation or a place that you don't like to feel in that place, these are the challenges. What tools have you developed from your past experiences so you can use it now to improvise? To improvise what is the best for you. Why do I say to improvise? Because you don't know. And what is improvising? When you play music, when you play guitar or piano, and you're improvising. You're going with your feelings. You're going with trusting yourself that you know that you have the answers. Trusting your gut. Trusting your body. How is your body reacting? So improvising is taking all these tools that you've accumulated until now, and knowing that they are these experiences, they are your steps. These are the steps that brought you here. And with that you fly, and with that you improvise. You improvise on your integration. You improvise on what the half unseen cup is, the content. So you are integrating. Letting go is your integration. It's the integration of everything that you've experienced until now. All the good and all what appears to not be good. All that, everything is here because of you. You are here because of everything. And so you're integrating, letting go. Is letting go of a perception, letting go of a way of looking at things. Letting go is integration. Integrating yourself, coming to a place of looking at yourself, at everything that you've done, everything that you've thought of. Although you don't agree to it today, maybe. But at that time you did. So that part of you, that older part of you, that younger part of you, older from a standpoint of time, everything is you. And now when you see yourself like that and you love yourself and you come to a place of acceptance and loving yourself, you can express and want the best wonderful things that you want for yourself. You want the best and wonderful experiences for the other and for the person in front of you. When you come from a place of giving, you're already in abundance. It's like, what comes first, giving and then being in abundance, or wait until I be in abundance and then I give? It's like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? No, we come as givers. We come as givers, and when we give, we're already in a place of abundance. Integrate everything that you've experienced until now. love everything that you've experienced until now. Letting go of a perception is a wonderful thing. You don't need to go let go of the memories. Those are your building blocks. It's where you came from, but it doesn't mean that you have to stay there. It doesn't mean that you just have to survive it. It's an important part for going through something. So we go and we experience survival, but we move on. We move on from survival. And then you'll see also a relationship that you had with your ex can shift. And suddenly you discover a person that you haven't discovered before because you were in all kind of situations. Integrating everything that you've gone through until now. It's been interesting today to be here. And so, thank you for showing up. It has been a courageous experience to show up. And let's see if this is going to play now. This is not playing. Okay, so I'm going to play this one. Another way to say I love you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
היינו בטוחים שאין כמונו שני מוכים לשמור על קשר לעד שהפטנט הוא בלעדי לאושר מידי והוא אצלנו ביד חשבנו שגילינו את סודם של החיים עם כל יום שנולד ומחלם שבעולם יש עוד מיליונים שאומרים I love you אז אנחנו לא רואים ולא שומעים ולא יודעים יותר מעט שקרה קורה ועוד יקרה אנחנו לא מקורים אנחנו כמו כולם רבים ואז שוב מתקרבים כמו ביום הראשון חושבים על צעדים ומרבינים את הפחדים ומנסים קצת לישון נעים לדעת ולזכור ששנינו לא לבן עכשיו שככה אצל כולם והעולם מלא מיליונים שאומרים I love you
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.